Places like Washington State have a long history of commercial oyster farming, and that means a long record of testing for deadly shellfish toxins. Alaska's farming, by comparison, is relatively new, but that hasn't stopped a growing number of people interested in cultivating oysters. Alaskans are working together to try to make that industry safe and profitable. By tracking where paralytic shellfish poisoning occurs, more of the state's seafood could make it to market. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins explains.
Alaska's shellfish producers have to go through rigorous testing routinely to make sure their product is safe to eat. When the weather is warm, they submit a sample to the state's lab every week, sometimes more. That's where Matthew Forrester comes in. Lots of people start their morning with a blended drink, but the mixture Forrester is whipping up won't become breakfast.
We often describe it as making an oyster milkshake. You know, it just makes a slurry.
Forrester tests commercial food for the Department of Environmental Conservation. Today he's examining shellfish from three different farms. After pulverizing the oysters to a beige mush, he boils the mixture with acid, which simulates digestion. And when the mixture cools, it gets spun around to separate the remaining oyster parts. What's left goes into a tiny syringe.
The testing consists of injecting three mice and then observing for death and time of death.
Not all of the lab mice will die from paralytic shellfish poisoning, but on occasion, some do. That's when Forrester has to send an email to the farmer to let them know their mussels or oysters aren't safe to eat.
It feels bad. That's the best way to put it. No one wants to deliver bad news. But I also know many of the farmers, they don't want to get bad news either, but they would rather know and ensure the safety of their customers than not know.
This summer, Forrester has had to deliver the bad news to five commercial oyster farms, mostly in Southeast. That's an uptick from last year. It wound up costing one farmer I spoke with over $30,000. The toxin that causes paralytic shellfish poisoning is produced by harmful algal blooms. The algae can flourish in warm water, but Jenny Eckert, a fisheries professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, says right now the warm water doesn't appear to be the problem.
The ocean this year was actually, from all accounts that I've been hearing, was fairly close to normal.
Still, she says the harmful algae from previous warming could be taking a nap at the bottom of the ocean.
So you can sort of get a buildup of this resting phase in the sediments during these warm years that then can then persist in other years.
But Eckert stresses it's not just one thing that causes the problem. It's a combination of factors. More freshwater from glacial melt is also thought to be changing the ocean. Michael Jamros works with tribes to monitor areas in Southeast Alaska for toxic shellfish. He says some years are just volatile.
Yeah, that's what we've seen so far.
This summer, his lab has documented high levels of paralytic shellfish poisoning, especially around Ketchikan and Prince of Wales Island. But it's unclear what that means. He says Alaska's record of tracking this is still relatively young.
It's only been in the past decade or two where we've really been looking at it closely enough to start even being able to model this.
And that's compared to nearly 80 years of testing in places like Washington State. But there are more coordinated efforts happening in Alaska. A new map will show where the toxin is cropping up all around the state. Jamros thinks that's the future when it comes to tracking paralytic shellfish poisoning.
While we can't predict it here, we've noticed certain beaches and certain areas seem to be very low in toxicity compared to other ones. So there are spots that are less prone to these toxic blooms.
And by identifying those spots over time, oyster farmers might have a better chance of routinely bringing their product to market. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau, with help from Henry Leisha in Anchorage.